All right, so we have hired a new person on the Channel 9 team. You are?
Gulnaz Alabegi.
Okay, and that's a interesting name. What is your, where are you from?
Well, both my parents were born in Iran.
Okay.
And they moved here in the 70s. And so I was born in California, born and raised, went
cool.
to school there.
Nice. UC Irvine?
UC Irvine.
What'd you study?
Sot. Film and Media Studies.
Perfect, considering this is the Channel 9 team.
Yep.
So, what else about you? I mean, what kind of stuff are you... I mean, you're young, clearly just out of school, right?
Yep.
All right. And so you're going to be doing videos and site management. What kind of stuff are you going to be doing here?
Well, my title will be site manager, as well as being a content creator. So okay. I'm a technical evangelist, but... basically, my job is to go through the website, see what people want, like feature requests, if they're having any issues technically,
mm-hmm.
and also to see what kind of content you guys want to see. So on this video I'm going to post it. You guys should comment on the bottom. Tell me what kind of content you are missing on Channel 9, what you want to see. And then the technical issues and anything you email question-wise will come to me, and I'll answer them back.
Great.
So
good. So you're going to be the public face of Channel 9.
Yep.
Perfect. Excellent. Tell me a little bit about sort of you. When you were in college, you were doing a lot of work around Windows. So you were kind of like a, what were you?
I was a part of the Windows U crew. What were you?
Windows U crew?
U crew. So it was, I was in that for 2 years. I joined my junior year. So I was the Windows 7 representative for my college campus.
Mm.
So I had to, they gave me a PC, I went around to students, talked to them, told them about the features they didn't know of, because a lot of kids don't know about Windows 7.
Mm.
And we would blog, write blogs, Twitter, Facebook, anything to reach the demographic.
Mm-hmm.
And then through that, I they had a video contest, and I submitted a video, you could find it on YouTube. And if you type in Alabegi Crew, my last name plus crew,
okay.
will come up. And that video won me a opportunity to fly out to Seattle to go to a Microsoft conference and give a presentation.
Cool.
And from there, I was noticed and brought on to this team.
Wow. So now, what was the presentation?
It was basically me and another student that they chose to come on stage, and we talked about how Windows 7 has made our college lives easier.
Mm.
So it was just Windows 7 focused, being a college student, things I knew about. And
mm-hmm.
It was like a 5-10 minute demo.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I caught people's attention and they wanted me.
Cool. So it actually brings up a good point because, you know, when I was in college, we were using WordPerfect. I mean, it's not like I'm that old, but I'm old enough.
Yeah.
We were using WordPerfect on like 386 was a great machine, and Turbo Pascal is what I was programming in, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it wasn't that long ago, but when I think about college kids these days, you guys are all about, everyone has a laptop, you're taking notes on your laptop, you're using pads of various forms. What else? I mean, you guys are very like hooked into software
yeah.
technology.
Well, basically, we can create whatever we want with any developer software, anything like that. We have editing software that comes with our PCs. We have a lot of things, so we're allowed to be so creative and so out there. But then we also get lazy.
Mm.
You know, that's the problem with our generation. It's just everything's so simple now for us that we don't try as hard. So
interesting.
That's what I've noticed.
So with like being able to access information at any
like,
time.
Like that, yeah, we just notice we've gotten lazy, but
that's cool.
But it's also really cool that we're so connected so easily, you know?
Yeah.
Like Facebook, Twitter, like that, my friends know about my life, and I don't even know how you like went to college parties before Facebook. Like, how did you know about them, or text messaging, or...
There's these things that used to be called, this is really interesting, they used to be called telephones.
Yeah.
And there was like one in the house.
Yeah.
No one had cell phones. The phone would ring, or you just hear word of mouth.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
No, those days are
if you
over.
If you don't get a text message about a party, you're not invited.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So UC Irvine, Yeah. Did I say Davis?
Yeah.
There is a UC Davis.
Yeah, there's like.
But UC Irvine has a good computer science program, right? Mm-hmm. What was the sort of? Did you go around the computer science area?
I stayed away from the computer science area because I was supposed to target people who didn't know about Windows 7.
Ah.
And so computer science engineers knew everything about it. So
sure.
If I ever went up to them, they would probably ask me a challenging question I didn't know, yeah, or they would shut me down. So I stayed away from them.
Fair enough. That's good. There's a good program. Finally, I want to ask you, I have to ask everybody this on the Channel 9 introduction interview. What do you make of Channel 9 anyway? Because you're coming, you're like the new generation for Channel 9.
Mm-hmm.
And as, over the years, Channel 9 evolves with each new iteration of people. So what's your take on Channel 9 and where do you see that you want to sort of kind of take a part of it too?
Well, I see it as a resource to learn. So I've never knew how to code before,
mm-hmm,
but I've been watching videos on Channel 9 and it's taught me so much. So I feel like it's just a place to go and learn something,
mm-hmm,
something you didn't know before, you know? Like, mm-hmm, so what people are missing out there, what kind of apps they need, mm-hmm, what kind of software they want, and then how to use it. So that's what I think it's like a learning community.
Cool. So people out there, make sure that you... There she is. So if something goes wrong
with the
site...
Don't
zoom in. No, if something goes wrong with the site, there you go. When you want a new feature, there you go. Sending emails, there you go. But that's cool. You're taking on a big task. I'm around at college, and you're on a team with a lot of creative people who various levels of technical, mm-hmm, understanding. But the main goal of the day is to provide useful information for not just developers, but also... I mean, are there anybody else who's not a developer, really? I mean, come on. If you're not a developer, you're little people. Remember that from, you won't remember that from Blade Runner, but right on. So what else? I mean, what do you think of Seattle coming from UC, the sunny UC Irvine?
So far I've been here, it's been really sunny. It was still summertime, but the last few days have been rain.
Yeah.
And I'm just getting used to it.
Get ready for this.
I'm going to buy a UV light.
Cool.
Some vitamin D.
Right on. You should. Well, hey, welcome to the team. And listen, people out there, send your feedback to Golnus. We call her various things. I don't know, you're going to share your name.
Well, most people, Nas, G, G-Nas, G-Money.
Okay, right on. Good. Well, welcome to the team.
All right, thank you.
Right on.